Yes.
Belinda, I was abducted by the Grays 10 years ago at a bar in St. Louis, Missouri.
This was not the only experience that you have had with these beings, but is one that you might remember. They have been in contact with you for all of this lifetime and several lifetimes prior. And perhaps they would like to speak about that themselves in just a bit, depending on our time frame here. But they can tell you themselves. Although the beings that are here are not those particular ones that you experienced. They are related and they are familiar. But I will say to you, on a soul level, that you agreed to this experience and you were very excited on a soul level to be a part of it. It may not seem like that from your point of view now. It may have seemed harsh and out of your control. Right. And that is because you are unknowing. Your awareness was not there to receive what it was. And this is changing in your world because you are awakening to the experience on a different level. And it is time for you to know this. To know that you chose this experience. And it is actually one to help in the process for humanity. That these beings are benevolent beings. They are not here to harm. And that it is your consciousness of fear that is natural, and we are not judging your consciousness of fear. It is a part of your evolution. But it is time for you now to release it so that you can widen your horizons and see more of what that experience means. And you can find more information that is available about this, of others that are revealing, having the revelation within themselves that there is a deeper level to that experience. You understand?
The way the Martian told me in February 2012 at the latest UFO conference, they're here to kill us, on December 21st, 2012. That's what the Martian told me. He's here from Mars. Splendid to me.
And this experience is related to what we have been talking about and what the seventh dimensional vibration of Simeon is speaking to you about, is that there is a collective energy that has been created that is of a fear vibration. You understand? Mm-hmm. And wants, and not wants, because it what has been created in your consciousness of humanity. And that is the fear vibration. And that fear vibration is not actually what is happening. It is not there by choice. It was created by your energies as thought patterns. And you are receiving that information on that level, you see. It is not a reality. You can choose to step out of that thought pattern and receive from a new thought pattern, which is a higher vibrational level of understanding, you see. Everything in the universe is created out of your consciousness, and you have a choice as to what you would like to create. As a collective being of thought, you have a choice to create that reality. Or you can step outside of that and create something different. This is what the human race needs to recognize at this point in time, is that you are creating all of it. And collectively, you choose what you would like to experience. And thus, you have attached your consciousness to that energy field, and you have received that fear vibration that suggests that there is an end coming, and that there is something that is out there that is going to infuse or control or put it upon you. You understand? And nothing could be farther from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is in what do you decide it is. Each and every one of you. And if you decide that you want to be limited by what you have been taught in your school systems and by your governments, that becomes your reality. In full force. All that is involved in that reality. And it will impact you. If you choose something different, and this is what we are suggesting to you, we are suggesting to you not only that you choose happy thoughts, but that you choose to envision a whole new world of possibilities, where your abilities are activated and you are powerful beings and creators. Know that this is your choice. And know that your experience as a soul chose to have those experiences of your past with these extraterrestrial beings that you feel that you have been abducted by. But understand that this was a choice that you made as a soul, and that nothing can be done to you without your decision to have it done to you. If you decide to be unaware of this and be unconscious of that fact, then your reality might be quite haphazard. And you might feel that walking down the street, things are happening to you, when in fact nothing is happening to you at all. You are the deciders of your experience. And you can choose to be unaware of it, or you can choose to move into an awareness of it. When you choose the awareness of it, your world changes. And when you look for the evidence of it, it will appear. When you look for the synchronicities to occur, they occur. When you acknowledge them, they happen again. This is the reality. And if you open your mind to that, even for one day, try it, you will see things happening. You will see effect. And then this idea of cause and effect will take on a whole new dimension, because the cause and effect is occurring in your consciousness. It is not the physical world having a cause and having an effect. It is you creating a cause and an effect. Everything that you have experienced, or everything that you have been told in your sciences, on one level, has truth. But there is always another dimension to it, a flip side of looking at it. This is what we would like to inspire in you. Look at the flip side. Look at the other possibilities. Look at what no one else is seeing or saying. What do you want to see and say? What do you want to create? Do you want this to be a world of black and white and full of darkness and things coming to get you? And the government controlling you, and the disease being all around you and infusing in your system and controlling your body. Because you can have that, and you have successfully created it quite well in many instances. Imagine creating something different. And we can put lots of ideas into your consciousness about what you might create. We are trying to leave it to you. This is your window of opportunity, this year, this time period. What do you want to see out that window? Would you like to see a world where you can communicate with beings from other dimensions? Or would you like to just shut that door and say, no, it's not possible? We are here to assist you with not ulterior motives, as your consciousness loves to muster up, that there must always be an ulterior motive. Well, the ulterior motive here is that we understand that by giving energy to you, we receive. And that is it. We are not looking for your technologies. We do not need your technologies because we understand the power of our consciousness to create. We are not looking to consume your bodily flesh. We are no longer of flesh and need to be. What could we possibly want from you other than that we have an understanding that you are part of the whole of the One and that you are our children in many ways? Because various beings in the universe have been involved in your creation, in your development since the beginning of your molecule. And there is that side of it. There is that parenthood, in a sense, the sensation of we would like to see your creation evolve along with our creations. And it gives us nothing other than delight to experience your process of awakening. And we wish for you to be joining us in this galactic community. And the way you do that is to open your consciousness not to limit it in any way. And this is, we understand, hard for you to imagine, and you are all, we can feel already all of your minds processing. And this is how you work. You'd like to have all your electrical pulses go back and forth and calculate things. And we are asking you to stop calculating for a moment or two. And be visionary instead. Elevate all of your senses to receive on another level. You can see much more than you are seeing. You can hear much more than you are hearing. You can smell much more than you are smelling. You can feel with your touch, your whole body, more than you do every single day. We do understand the temptation or the need that some of you may feel to block everything out because it is too overwhelming in your world. And we see many of you that are sensitive do this. We understand the need for that within you. But at the same time, if you can bring it into your consciousness to understand that you can protect yourself from all of the external influence at the same time as activating another sense of your abilities, another senses, all another level of your senses. Imagine what this might feel like. Imagine if you could see more than you are seeing in this room. Even imagine if you can see what your scientist says is here that you don't see. Start with that, because you already know the science has told you it's there. Science has told you that these chairs are not solid, and that there's all kinds of beings floating in your room that are microscopic. And that the air moves. But do you see it? Start with this, and then this will open you up to other possibilities of what might be here that science hasn't quite measured yet. beginning with what is around your own energy field, in your own vibration. Where are you vibrating? What frequency are you emitting? In your thoughts, you can connect with the thoughts that you have and begin to discern, detect your own energy of your thoughts. And in doing so, you then will be able to detect the thoughts of others, their energy, the energy that comes from their thoughts, the vibration of their thoughts. This is how you begin to be telepathic. It is about reading the frequencies. Because firstly, there is the emotional energy of a thought that you will receive before you will actually receive an intellectual thought. Because that is where the energy of the thought is most powerful. And right now you read each other's facial expressions and your tone of voice to receive your emotional energy. Many of the extraterrestrial beings that you encounter, specifically ones that you encounter in your abduction experiences, they are just a little bit lighter in vibration. They are still a physical being. But they are a lighter being in vibration, physically. Their expression is nil, as you probably remember. And this can be scary to a human being who is used to seeing what's going on with someone's emotions by their face, no? And for something to have nothing there? Well, why do you think they have nothing there? They have no need to express that way with a visual experience, because they are energetic beings that have received, they receive their energy from one another, their transmission of energy, of thought, of emotion through their reading of the frequencies. And they have developed this way until they are completely telepathic and they can transmit without any need of expression. And it's not, as some might think, intrusive, because it is all understood and agreed that when this happens, this relationship of exchange of energy, it is agreed. Just like you would agree to have a conversation with someone or walk away. It is not different, but it is on an energetic level. And you actually do this often without being conscious. Some of you are more sensitive than others, where you actually can feel a person's energy and even feel the contradiction in their energy. If they are looking happy, you read right away that they're not at all happy. And you're reading their energy, that they are sad or depressed, or that what you said was not making them happy. And that is the beginning of discerning. Allow yourselves to be more discerning. Trust that you can be. Not only with one another, but with other beings that are trying to communicate with you. Not just extraterrestrial beings are trying to communicate with you, but incidentally, each one of you has what you call an angelic being that resides with you while you're in this physical reality to assist you on your journey. These are earth angels, you would say. Guardians of your experience. And they are always around you and always trying to nudge you a little bit. It's frustrating for them that so many of you do not listen. And these beings are actually energetically capable of becoming things and even people. Someone you may have sat with on the bus might, in fact, be your guardian angel. And you were at a point in your life where you needed to hear something so much that they actually materialized. And we understand that we have taken quite a bit of your time, as we have had lots to say to you about this topic, and there is much more. But we will allow some other beings to come through. But we hope that the experience was helpful in some way for you, that you received something from it. What we'd like you to receive, to receive the most is that you open to possibilities that you did not open to before this experience. You decide what that is. And with that, it has been a pleasurable experience for us. I am El Ectaris, and I speak with you on behalf of Arcturians of the Sixth Dimension.